Well, this is a really tough day. Tough for all involved, but Giants captain Justin Sourdough heading to the Edmonton Oil Kings as the big splash of the trade deadline in 2022. Justin, I know the past hour or so has been a total blur, but to the very best of your capabilities, can you just sum up the emotions of today and sort of the initial reaction when you heard the news?
Yeah, I mean, you get excited a little bit, knowing what kind of team they have in Edmonton, and at the same time, you're pretty devastated. You know, you've been drafted into this organization. You've played here for the past four and a half years, and, you know, I really enjoyed being captain and being a part of this organization and just growing up in the Lower Mainland. So it's really tough to leave behind. I loved all my teammates too, and to see them get emotional, it's pretty upsetting. And I know I'll see some of them, you know, in the future, whether it's in the spring or the summer. But no, it's pretty difficult to process. So yeah, it's mixed emotions.
Was it expected? Was this something that where you woke up today knowing that this was a possibility?
Yeah, I definitely woke up today knowing this was a possibility, but if he had asked me that a week ago, I didn't think so. I thought we were just gonna continue forward with the team we had, see where we could go and how good we could become. But you know, unfortunately, things didn't go as planned, and you know, we're here where we are now, and I just wish my teammates nothing but the best moving forward, and to carry on with a lot of passion and compete, because no, they still got a really good team here.
So many different Justin sort of memories sort of flood to my mind. I think about, you know, the playoffs as an underager back in 2018 against the Victoria Royals, and then going on the run the following year. I mean, there's so many things, Justin, that sort of flood back to mind. But when you sort of begin to think about the early memories and just the nostalgia associated with the Vancouver Giants, is there a particular moment or a particular memory that sort of comes to mind first?
Yeah, no, it's definitely making that long playoff run my 16-year-old year. That was something I'll never forget, being a part of that finals series against the Prince Albert Raiders. I mean, we've had so many memories. That was my first and only playoff run to date. And yeah, no, it's a lot of memories coming back to me too, and all the guys that I had the chance to play with. I mean, forgetting my skates, going up to Prince George was a really funny memory, and I look back and really laugh on that. And it was just so many good memories I've created with my teammates over the years. It's definitely hard to leave behind.
Getting a chance to go to a bubble, getting drafted to the NHL, the 6-5 breakaway goal against the Calgary Hitmen. I mean, on and on and on we go as far as positive memories that sort of come from that, Justin. But the Edmonton Oil Kings, Caden Gooley, Dylan Gunther, Jake Neighbors, Sebastian Kosa, at least there'll be some familiarity there, and a team that's poised to do some really big things. Is today a smidge easier because of that fact?
Yeah, like you said, it's bittersweet. You know, knowing those guys are welcoming me there, and they're pretty excited to have me, and obviously I've played with and against them for a long time now. That's an exciting aspect, and I do look forward to joining that team and trying to help them make a long playoff run. But like I said, at the same time, it's definitely tough to leave Vancouver and leave all my teammates here that I have right now. I know, it's just trying to process it and move on. You try to move on quickly, but it's also, you know, it's tough.
Just an opportunity now to speak on behalf of yourself and on behalf of your family, a message to the fans and a message to the organization.
I just, from the bottom of my heart, I want to thank the entire Giants organization, Ron Toigo, Michael Dick, Pete Toigo, Mike Bernstein, obviously you, Dano, Keith McCambridge, Jamie Heward, just all of the coaches I've had. Jameson was a great video coach for us this year. Paul Fricker was a huge influence for me. And yeah, I mean, obviously I've had Michael Dick as a coach since I was 16, and you know, him and Jamie for the first two seasons there really helped me out, and then Huey ultimately ended up leaving. But yeah, no, Keith was amazing as well, and I just want to thank the entire organization again, the fans cheering loud for us every game, especially in the playoffs there against Spokane and Prince Albert. It's just a lot of memories I've made, and yeah, I can't thank everyone enough for what they did.